Welcome to Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. And you know what I've discovered? I have discovered that I can begin, or I've begun to get the skill to know what the temperature is outside without looking at a thermometer.
Between cold, very cold, and excruciatingly cold.
Yeah. And it was this morning. When it starts to melt and it's turning into a reasonably nice day, you know, the sun is out, It's like 25 or above. The snow and the slush and stuff, it gets slushy. It gets that gross, disgusting, nasty mess feel. This morning, as I was walking out, yesterday when I parked my car, it was slushy and just kind of gross.
This morning it crunched,
uh-huh. And it was hilarious because I wasn't worried about slipping. My traction was really good. You know, I trucked up the driveway and got in the car and, you know, driving down the hill, and it was crunchy, and I thought, oh, yeah, this is clearly below zero. And doggone if it wasn't right, and I thought, I'm learning some stuff around here. Doggone it. Yesterday I came across an article of, and I was going to do this, the difference between here in Wisconsin and Southerners. And I found this article of 10 things that Southerners must never, ever fail to do. And I'm looking over it going, these are dumb, and I don't know any Southerners that actually do it.
It was a stereotype.
Oh, very stereotypical. And I thought, it doesn't. And it reminded me of another. And I know I'm
like
just,
whittling and, you know,
the one thing,
brewing corn liquor up in the backyard. And
now, wait a minute.
Marrying their cousins.
My grandmother had a still in her backyard.
Okay.
Not so much a still, but she made fruit wine.
All right, dandelion wine. Yeah. People make home wine around here.
She made grapefruit wine one time that was nasty. There was a blackberry batch, pretty doggone good. Not that I had any of it as a young lad.
Right.
But there was another, and I may have already shared this, I don't know. Somebody sent me an email after the show one time, said, hey, are you getting acclimated enough to the point where when it's above 20 degrees and sunny, you're like, man, this is a nice day. And yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
I had a meeting last week on a Wednesday. And last week, Wednesday, in the afternoon, it was a beautiful day. The sun was out, but it was in the low 20s,
mm-hmm.
if it had even gotten to the 20s. And I remember coming out of the meeting, walking to my car, thinking, oh, this feels good. The wind was calm. And I remember thinking, well, this feels really good. This is a nice day. I like this. And doggone if it wasn't, like 20 degrees, 22 degrees. And I'm thinking, I don't know that there's any Floridian left in me.
There's an internet meme, a picture, and the caption is, the difference at 50 degrees, and it shows Floridians in winter jackets and wool hats, and Northerners picnicking in shorts.
and this is really funny because it's very true. This is one of these things that meme is very true.
Well, yeah, we had 50 degree days back. I don't know if they still do it. When we were in school in the spring, when it turns 50 for the first time, everybody goes outside in shorts and has a good old time.
Yeah. I can understand why. I can completely understand why. If it gets down below 60 during the day, people where I'm from will be wearing long sleeves, long shirts, jackets, and a hat. And inevitably, by about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's gone back up to 60, 70 degrees, and people start shedding everything. That was one of the funny things when I went to school, is walking to school in the morning.
Yeah.
It would be cold, man.
Right.
Walking home, you're like, oh, why am I? I'm sweating to death with all this. It was, I suppose.
We get that here, too.
A brief period. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's an interesting twist I saw about some deer registration regarding the hunt. You know, where you can go and how you can register your kill.
Is it less fun if you can't brag about it?
Well,
over a beer.
Yeah, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I think technology may be interfering, but I think the legislation and the concern over it is not taking into consideration the people of Wisconsin. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It feels good. Come on, wake up with us and I'll make up. show you like. We'll find a way to get you up out of your bed. This show you like. Ooh, make you laugh and ease commuting stress. This show you like. We get the feeling you'll stay tuned, cause we're the best. This show you like, yeah.